This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, we're going to lay out the best disgusting red-handed pedophile operations you've ever seen. We've got these enemies on the run. But first, here's Millie Weaver's powerful report. It's up on Infowars.com. Story time with sex offenders. Millie Weaver reports for Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Drag queen story hour or sex offender story hour?
Being an ally. Each newly produced infant is given 6 full years of nightly hypnopedic sleep teach lectures to reinforce class acceptance conditioning, as well as prescribed courses in erotic play.
And now we've got something to show you, and we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now. What we're going to show you is going to leave an impression on them, and we hope the impression will be that they grow up, if they're 3 or 4 or 5 years old, to become 7 or 8-year-old drag queen performers.
Nice, sugar and spice, luring disco doll into a life of vice. I could make a film and make you my star. You'd be a natural the way you are. You got the attraction, you got the pulling power. Walk my little doggy, walk my little sex. They all love your miniature ways. You know what they say about small boys. Looking for a cure, run, little doggy, learn a disco dolly. Run my little sex dwarf, I am so lonely. Get my little camera, take a pretty picture. Sex dwarf, seven in nine, learn disco dolly to a life of
this happen, and why am I not surprised? It turns out that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at Houston's public library as part of its drag time story hour. Is this what happens when we allow adult entertainers to entertain our children? 32-year-old Tatiana Malanina, whose real name is Albert Garza, was criminally charged for sexually assaulting a child. A concerned activist group called Mass Resistance had been asking the city of Houston for information about the drag queens for months with no answer. The group did their own digging only to discover that a registered sex offender had been allowed to participate in drag queen story hour at Houston's public library. A media spokesperson for the library confirmed one of the program's drag queens with the alias Tatiana Malanina is 5'11", 200-pound Alberto Garza, a 32-year-old child sex offender. The Houston Public Library has now admitted that a proper background check on Garza was not carried out, but that he will not be invited to participate in any future library programs. In 2017, I went undercover as my SJW alter ego Rainbow Snatch to investigate the Austin International Drag Festival.
Whew, I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago. Right? Yes, family programming. Love it. Yes.
I was appalled to find children being mixed into an adult entertainment drag show, both as drag performers and as attendees. Drag queens in provocative attire with names such as Cunty Hornay, Macy Some Cox, Muffy Fish Basket, and Poo Poo Platter danced inappropriately and made adult jokes, all in the presence of young children, while men appearing as Johns stared lustfully and threw money at them. So is it any surprise that this registered sex offender, Tatiana Malanina, is also listed as a performer at the 2016 Austin International Drag Festival? Exposing children to drag performers is now considered to be teaching children tolerance and inclusivity amongst progressive liberals, when all that is happening is child exploitation and traumatization, which might just be exposing children to registered sex offenders.
It's time to break the trance. It's time to stand up for our most vulnerable. It's time to spread the video you just watched.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There is a report posted to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com that out of her hundreds of reports, some of which have 6, 7, 8 million views apiece, is probably her most powerful. It's on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. It's on Millie Weaver, InfoWars.com reporters, YouTube site. Story time with sex offenders. Please get it. Please share it. And, hey, they censor you on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Share it by text message. Share it by email. Share it by word of mouth. It's on InfoWars.com. They can't stop you. Don't let them. Now, I did some studying in the last 3 years. I knew that global elites are into pedophilia. I knew that particularly British intelligence and EU intelligence would use pedophilia as an induction or a rite of passage, a gang initiation, so they knew people were totally compromised. Because no one would put up with that. But then I began to see on ABC, NBC, CNN, AP, local news, oh, the most wonderful thing in the world. Instead of it being the most wonderful time of the year, Christmas or something, or Thanksgiving, the family, or an NFL game, you know, as bad as those are, at least it's more family than this. And it would be big, obese, scary men at drag queen events, at public schools and at libraries. And in many cases, the parents aren't being told. They're just coming and talking to your kids about their sexuality and telling them, shake their booty, and you can be a boy if you're a girl. You can be a girl if you're a boy. And so I started saying that people needed to, law enforcement needed to, citizens needed to, private citizens can hire PIs if you've got the money. I know we've done a few things. And all you got to do is go to these events and then go out to the car of these people, and about a third of the time, they're sex offenders. Or about half the time, they're an armed robber or they're a convicted murderer. But bottom line, imagine if men dressed like Power Ranger villains is the best way to describe them. My sister's 15 years younger than me, and I'm 45. She's like, I guess, 30 now, but when I was, you know, when she was a kid, she watched Power Rangers, and the Power Ranger monster would have crazy hair and big scary teeth and, you know, weird makeup, and would go, ah, Power Ranger, I will get you, ah, like Hit the Clown. So they sell it as, oh, it's not even transvestites, it's not even transsexuals, it's not even, no, it's just drag time. And whether it's Germany, or whether it's England, or whether it's Canada, or the U.S., it's the same program. I've gone and watched with horror. It's a major initiative against our children. You've seen it all over the news. I've watched in abject horror. While this goes on, I've watched the entire programs they put out, an hour long, and it's always the same. They go, it's okay to be what you want. You could be a boy if you're a girl. You could be a girl if you're a boy. Touch your booty. Shake your booty. I'm going to play you some of these sickening videos. And then they go, we're grooming you. You're all going to be drag queens. In fact, see if you can cue that back up. I've never seen that clip. My God, the convicted murderer. We already had the clip of him that hangs out with these little kids. Oh, there's a convicted murderer who's on national TV who launched the whole movement to recruit children into this. He says on video, in a new video, that bring your impressionable children for what we're about to teach them because it's graphic and it's not proper for children. So that's coming up next segment. And they go to city council members and they go, we are grooming your children. So, I always give you the background before I get into the new breaking news. Should have started the segment with convicted child rapists. Not allowed to be within 1,000 feet of a school or school event or is having kids sit on his lap telling them, tell me about your booty. Now, why hasn't he been arrested? We're going to tell you all about it and play some shocking clips here. But the good news is parents are protesting this everywhere. And now that they know how to get the person's real name and run their plates, because notice, the public schools are doing it, the libraries are doing it, the community centers are doing it, and normally somebody that's going to be around kids has to do a background check. Oh, they're a school principal or a coach or a teacher or a librarian, but not these people because they're protected. They're the vanguard of what's happening. So here's the Daily Mail. Library let convicted sex offender read to kids as young as 2 in drag. Now, when KHOU was forced to first report on this last Thursday, they said, oh, he was arrested for something with children. No, he was convicted and given 10 years. He served 5. He's not allowed to be around children ever. He's on probation. Why hasn't he been arrested? He actually got his record. Nobody else has this. We have his record. We'll give it to you in a moment. And under law, his record should be public, but they're trying to cover it up. Houston highlights library debuts drag queen story time. And they've got names like Muffy Fish Bucket Pants. So really gross terms towards women. And imagine big, giant, fat men in really scary outfits with the kids looking scared. Their parents are telling them, it's okay. The kids are leaning back into their parents, grabbing their parents and teachers' legs and arms. The children are recoiling at huge, big, fat men. But their weird leftist mothers are like pushing them towards them with a big, fat man shaking their butt in their face. Think about that. And then Howard Stern has guests on making fun of me saying this is wrong. I don't think Howard Stern's into this. I'm sure he's going to do the right thing and come out and say something. So now we have Albert Alfonso Garcia, 32. And we have him leading the operation in Houston, a convicted rapist of an 8-year-old boy. And we have the media not telling you what's in his record. He's convicted of aggravated sexual assault, rape of an 8-year-old boy. He's listed as a moderate risk to reoffend. Well, I think that moderates up to high risk. He's targeting kids. Has to register as a sex offender for life. Last checked in with Houston PD in February 2019. Sentenced to prison for 10 years. Got out. And then has 5 years community supervision. Oh, the community's supervising him. He's with your children right now. So let's go to local news. This is original local news, KHLU, someone covering up for him, saying library debuts drag queen story time. Here he is with others telling your 2-year-olds to shake their ass. Here it is.
The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Story Time.
Stephanie Whitfield sat in on the program designed to promote acceptance.
Good morning, everybody!
The Heights Library had a special guest for story time.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone is dressed so nice. I wish I would have worn a nice costume for y'all.
A visitor who usually performs for an older audience.
All right. My name is Blackberry. I'm a bearded dragon.
Hold on, pause right there.
That means I'm a lady.
We're going to come back and play all this. No, you're not a lady. You're a big, giant, fat, black man with a huge beard who anyone would be scared of anywhere, whether you're white or black. You look like a convicted felon. You look like a crazy person. You look like a maniac. If you talk to anybody at a park, they'd run from you and call the police. Just like your buddy, who's the convicted child rapist, who we're about to show. They're there freaking your kids out in a big, giant, sick exercise, rubbing your noses into it. And by the way, whether it's New York or Houston or anywhere, they're having one next Friday in New Braunfels, Texas, with your children. Doesn't matter. It's all choreographed. It's all unified. Why can't we just play George Strait to our children?
If you sit here, I'll be glad to share.
We'll be right back. Will we protect our children? Probably not. It's too fun to be demonic, isn't it? Just feed them to the pedophiles.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, all over the Western world, there is openly obese, insane, crazy fat people, many of them registered child rapists, shaking their giant butts. And I don't know why. You just have to weigh over 400 pounds to be part of this. Dressed up in giant It the Clown demon outfits, more frightening than It the Clown. And you've got, in Houston, the leader of it is a convicted child sex rapist. And this is going on at schools, libraries. I've got articles all over the country where parents aren't told in Rhode Island, in Colorado, in California, that your elementary students show up and there's a bunch of these people there and your kids sit on their laps. I mean, imagine if you've known a neighbor for 10 years. They're nice. You've got a 5-year-old daughter. You invite them over for barbecue. And, you know, you've known Bob for 5 years, whatever. He's a nice guy. He's a plant manager. And all of a sudden, your 5-year-old daughter is sitting on Bob's lap. And Bob is dressed nice and everything. But Bob starts talking to your daughter about sex. You'd probably karate chop Bob in the neck if he was lucky. But if it's a big old giant fat black dude or fat Mexican or fat white guy, you know, that looks like a total demon out of some nightmare PCP hallucination, shaking that big old booty in their face with big old giant choppers with a bunch of whacked out leftist women, then it's cute and it's fun. And these kids don't know what's hit them. And again, we keep showing this scary guy. What about the dude that was the leader of it, the convicted child rapist? We'll get to him in the video in a minute. So I'm going to explain this again. Your children, without you asking in many cases, are served up like an all-you-can-abuse buffet all over the country with the same talk, the same execution, the same weird dude of the most creepy guys you've ever seen in your life. That if they did this in a park, they'd be arrested. But now they're gods put on pedestals by the Associated Press and by Reuters and by CNN and by Good Morning America. What does that tell you? It's Hollywood, folks. This is their venom injected right into your children. These poor little children. So I'm going to stop interrupting. Here's KHOU that tried to cover all this up when this came out. Oh, well, he did something with a kid but wasn't convicted. No, he was convicted. They said, oh, it was a 14-year-old. It was an 8-year-old. And again, we haven't gotten this dude yet. Albert Alfonso Garcia, 32. So let's go ahead now and go to the shocking KHOU piece. If you're a radio listener, you're lucky because you're not having to see an incredibly scary man with a beard in a dress who weighs at least 400 pounds scaring the hell out of children. Here it is.
The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Storytime.
Stephanie Whitfield sat in on the program designed to promote acceptance.
Let's hit pause. Back it up to the beginning. Hell, let's take them to the state mental hospital and let them be with serial killers to have acceptance. Here, let's just take the most insane, crazy people. By the way, we went and found these folks' YouTube channels. We can't play this on air. All they talk about is robbing and stuff and other things. You know what? We will play some clips coming up where they talk about. Well, actually, we have. Oh, I'm sorry. One of the guys is a convicted murderer who cut his boyfriend up with a saw. And he's on TV with small children talking about how they drug children. So we'll play all that. This may take a few more segments, sorry. Because the horror is so incredible, we've just turned our children over. Oh, you rape children. Oh, you kill people with saws. Where are your parents? I don't know. You've just been handed by the school a 10-year-old boy who's on YouTube with you, looking drugged out of his damn mind. But it's okay because it's liberal. Here, let's go to KHOU. Good old Texas, you know, standing up. And notice he goes, things usually reserved for adults. It's all like, ha, 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 we got your children. Here it is.
The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Storytime.
Stephanie Whitfield sat in on the program designed to promote acceptance.
Good morning, everybody!
The Heights Library had a special guest for story time.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone is dressed so nice, I wish I would have worn a nice costume for y'all.
A visitor who usually performs for an older audience.
All right. My name is Blackberry. I am a bearded drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair. Do you want to touch my hair? No.
This program is geared towards kids.
Licking his lip, you want to touch me? You ask your kid. You know, don't worry, they sit on his lap coming up. And he's not the convicted child rapist or the guy that chopped up his boyfriend. We're going to get to them. Oh, don't worry. Continue.
Then younger. I just want to expose them to things I don't get to see every day and want it to become the more normal and more accepted.
Sure. Well, hey, you know what? Hit pause. Back it up. Take them down to people with black plague coming in TB. Hell, give them TB. What the illegal aliens bring in anyways. Exactly. You want to let them experience your children. It was coming up, meeting with a convicted child rapist. New experiences you don't get every day, huh? Let's continue.
Expose them to things they don't get to see every day and want it to become the more normal and more accepted.
Oh. They've never seen a drag queen before, so we thought it was a good chance to see one.
But let's turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
It is amazingly unique, and that is
pause again. Something. It's amazingly unique. No, it's happening everywhere. And normally, you got to be in a, you know, high-security prison to be able to have a 400-pound black dude, you know, say, I'm going to shake my ass in your face. But don't worry. You can now go have your children do it, or Joe Biden will do it for them as well. Let's continue.
Strive for sure. We definitely at this particular branch, but also at Houston Public Library, always want to promote diversity, understanding, inclusion, and fun.
Let me hear my cats.
Of course, a love of books, too. Blackberry says reading is a way to break the stigma of drag in queer culture.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it. So once they go into school later on in life and they see something that's totally different from them, instead of bullying, they're more accepting. One, two, three. Stinky cheese.
Stinky cheese.
Warm up to Blackberry, but that's the whole reason some parents went, to expose their children to something that they've never seen before, and most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
Mm-hmm. Saw a lot of smiles there. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Stephanie.
That's like satire from a science fiction movie where, like, pedophile aliens take over. Start them young. Yeah. The first, the kids are all scared. After about an hour, like, they're being normalized. And that's how pedophiles do it, is they test you. They get you used to it. When we come back, we're going to play who was running the operation, the convicted child rapist, and then the convicted person that cut his boyfriend up with a saw with little kids is all part of this. And this is all just women bringing their kids. It's beautiful. But, hey, don't worry. I'll show you the news articles, and I've got the video where they don't ask you now. They're coming to your public school, and your daughter and son is going to sit on that convicted rapist's lap. They're going to run their fingers through their beard. In fact, in some of the videos I got, the men have their genitals out. But it's liberal, though. It's not. It's totally illegal. Just like killing babies after they're born. But you got to push the envelope, don't you? Yes, they do. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Houston, a convicted child rapist of an 8-year-old leads operations. As part of the international system in Texas, he attends shows in Austin, you name it, with small children sexualizing them. He's a convicted child rapist. And the corporate media is pushing the pedophile takeover in the name of obese men, mainly, dressed up as women, as their camouflage, as they attempt to sexualize children. Now, the first clip I want to play before I get to Albert Alfonso Garza It's from a Millie Weaver report up on Infowars.com. But their whole house of cards is coming down. Because it's still illegal to have sex with children, and many of these monsters have. This is a report dealing with Desmond is amazing, the main drag kid they promote everywhere, whose parents rent him out to gay bars to dance for men. Since he was 6 or 7 years old, he's been a drag queen. It turns out child drag queen appeared on Notorious Killer's YouTube show repeatedly. Michael Ehrlich, who launched the whole Club Kids movement, which means underage boys in clubs with adults having sex with them and men pretending to be babies so pedophiles can have sex with them. That is their own admission. So here are these gentlemen on their show where they had this young boy talking about bring your children to us. Here it is.
And now we've got something to show you, and we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now. What we're going to show you is going to leave an impression on them, and we hope the impression will be that they grow up, if they're 3 or 4 or 5 years old, to become 7 or 8 year old drag queen performers.
You have to understand, I have hundreds of clips just as bad. I have them with Desmond is Amazing talking with signs saying we take Rohibinol, and then with another drag queen saying I like to snort ketamine, which is a drug you take so you can be gang raped. And you don't feel any pain while it's happening. So we've already played this before. This is incredible. I've been criticized by mainstream media for saying this is wrong, including Howard Stern. And I don't think Howard Stern is aware of all this, certainly, or he wouldn't be doing this. Here is a top drag queen that performs at adult clubs saying he admits to grooming children at story hour events. And the full video is like an hour long. He says at city council in Louisiana, you will not stop me. Your children are mine. I will groom them, which is the pedophile term. These people, whether this guy's a victim himself or not, because he sounds like he doesn't know what he's saying, they believe in it. They can't stop. They can't quit. It's their passion. It's who they are. It's their religion. Let's go ahead and roll the video. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Dylan Pontiff. I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Storytime. So apparently to a lot of people in this room, I'm the big boogeyman. I am just as talented as a singer or a dancer or anyone that has a special talent. It just mine is dressing up as a woman and entertaining a crowd. The eyes that people give you whenever they think that you are the one that's in support of this event is truly disgusting. But I'm here to let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful. And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did. And just because I said that, you heard the little plore of people behind me. It's disgusting.
They're going to groom the kids to not run at the playground. To not run from the white van, you're going to groom them, which is what they do. That's what, I'm not saying this guy's a pedophile. Oh, surely not. He goes into about, oh, I perform at gay clubs and I dance naked, but I can control that with your children. Give me access, you will. You cannot make it up. But America's asleep at the switch, does whatever the left says so that no one will dare even resist it. Should we play Desmond and the convicted murderer? You know, just, oh, here's our child. We don't have jobs. Our child dances at your bars. Here's the person that launched this whole movement, who's a convicted murderer, talking about, you know, how great everything is. And here he is on another show talking about ketamine. No, we're not going to play those clips. We've already played those before. But that's what people are doing because we've abdicated our responsibility. We've turned totally loose to the decadent establishment and their religion that is stealing the energy of children. Drag queen storytime reader once charged with child sex assault. ABC 13. No, he was convicted and given 10 years. They know that. But every way they go, oh, it was a 14-year-old. It was an 8-year-old. That's the news working. I mean, you watch that KHOU report where they're like, it's fun. Get them while they're young. Great. Well, the kids didn't like it, but this will teach them to like it. It's like a joke. The kids didn't like a bunch of big fat men rubbing their asses on them. Well, they'll certainly learn to like it later. Get them while they're young. No, you're not on 5 hits of acid, folks. This is happening. And that's why they want us off the air Oh, here it is. Drag Queen Storytime. Dr. McCam shot plays for TV viewers. Saturday, September 30th. This is just last year. 1 to 1:45 p.m. Break out the dress-up chest. Let your imagination run wild. Featuring Blackberry and Tantia Malia Nina, which means bad girl. And boy, bad girl's a bad girl. Bad girl raped an 8-year-old boy till he bled everywhere and has been in the pen. But now your children are sitting on their lap and running their fingers through that hair. You mean to play the clip? They're like, run your fingers through my hair. You mean to play it for you again? You can't make it up. Your acquiescence has allowed this. Hundreds of truck attacks, thousands of stabbings, hundreds of shootings, hundreds of thousands of dead Christians, 1,300 churches blown up from Europe to the Middle East to Asia by Muslims. No coverage. One mosque gets shot up into the world. Every Christian's to blame. Trump's to blame. Total coverage everywhere. Dr. McCam shot. Oh, look, there's Blackberry. And then there's the convicted child rapist. Here, let's play some of the video off the YouTube channel of this person where he's putting on makeup with his friend and they're talking about scams and other weird stuff, putting on their disguises before they go out. Hey, kids are scared of men, big fat men, they should be. Let's dress up like demon clown women and let's go. Here they are. Let's play some audio. Here they are putting the disguises on.
And, you know, that's how she got her fan base on Queens of the Week, where they wanted her to stay.
Keep going, yeah.
Keep going. So, that's why, you know, I wanted her a part of it. Abune, she's not doing drag right now, so, and she misses it, so the only drag she was doing is when she did videos. Mm-hmm. So she loves it.
Yeah, she's very talented.
And then, Miss Crime Scene was, like, uber excited about it. She wanted us to have merchandise and thinking towards the future. I was like, yes, ma'am.
See, that's what I thought. I was thinking way out of the future from our channel, too, but we could never get a cast of girls that was serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's hard. It's
well, don't worry. You got a captive audience of 2- and 3-year-olds that'll sit on your lap. And it doesn't matter if the person in the blue wife beater is raped an 8-year-old boy. It was love, according to NAMBLA. We're going to go to break and come back with the other big news that I haven't hit yet. And Beto O'Rourke and his pathetic flopping around like a fish out of water. It's back in the news. I didn't cover this. It's, oh boy, Barack Obama's brother asked if Michelle is Michael Obama. We're going to, they say I'm the person that said that. No, it was Joan Rivers right before she was murdered or died. That's all coming up. And then we've also got this big report I didn't get to. I'll make it to it tomorrow. A lot of work went into this, but the militarization, the radicalization of young people. Please don't forget, free shipping, store-wide, new big mega sale, and 50% off all the supplements, a bunch of other big deals, double Patriot points, and free shipping anytime you sign up for auto ship on the next order. It's free to cancel. Whatever you do, fund us. We are actually doing a lot of covert operations that are legal and lawful against the pedo rings, so your money's well spent at InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, I wish I had 5 more hours because I got a lot to cover and a lot to say. The good news is I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. David Knight's on at 8 a.m. with the David Knight Show. Infowars.com/show. We're going to get to Beto O'Rourke here in a minute. And his floundering around just as bad as AOC. But before we go there, I want to finish up what I was talking about earlier. When we were playing these local newscasts going, oh, the children are experiencing something that normally only adults would see. They're experiencing things that, you know, are out of the ordinary. Big fat men that are convicted rapists of children shaking their butts in your children's face and having them sit in your lap. Like this individual, if you're a TV viewer, you can see him. Tatina Malia Nina, that's the fake name, the bad girl. How about an ISIS beheading? How about something you know, kids don't normally see when they're 4 years old? Let's take them and watch somebody die of cancer in a hospital bed. It's so sick how they've used our openness in this culture for this type of abuse, and it's just out of control. But they've got a bunch of followers in this country and a bunch of jellyfish, and they tell them to do it, so they do it. But here's the deal: the public, ourselves, we're going to go run your plates legally and lawfully, and we're going to do a little bit more than that. And then the police don't arrest you when you're supposed to stay away from kids. We're going to make it public. And that'll just make them come after us even more. Exactly. Whatever makes the system come after me, I cover that. And the pedophilia is what they protect. So remember that about mainstream media. Remember that about Hollywood. They just rehired the Guardians of the Galaxy guy that says he loves pedophilia, loves having sex with kids, loves all these pedophile directors. And they're just like, you know what? You keep doing that. We love you. It's who they are. It's a cult. And the sooner we wake up to it, the better. I'm going to stop right there. Peter O'Rourke is a total fake. He says he's against rich people. His wife's worth $1 billion. He comes from a rich family. His father-in-law is worth $27 billion and a big globalist. He poses in all these photos like he's pulling his pants up and he's out in Big Bend. And he's like this messiah from the desert. And I said that when I first saw the cover. Then he opened it up and he says, I was born to run. I am your leader. He does this fake talk like this, like Bernie Sanders and Obama. I'll tell you, healthcare will be free. School will be free. Everything will be free. He's like cross-between Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders. Nothing against folks that aren't from Texas, but my God, this boy has got a New Haven, Connecticut accent. And that's where he's from. But he'll come down here, that lovely little carpetbagger, and he'll teach us dumbass Texans how to operate. But his real danger is he did get a bunch of Democrats elected and almost turned the state blue, getting a bunch of moron young people behind him. So all you Texans sitting on your laurels thinking, Texas is red to the end of the world, you're an idiot. And you're wrong. So wake up. Because Beto is cancer. They're running the caravans. They're running the crime. They're not getting busted like AOC with their illegal campaign money, millions of it stolen. The Justice Department loves that. They love scum like this. But he said something human, a compliment. He said, my wife raised our three children almost without me. She's amazing. They go, a woman with children, like a children are important? They're good for body parts or for big fat men to have sex with. But they're toilet paper. And I apologize. It's not good to take care of kids. You're right. And I have white privilege. He's the messiah. Couldn't even get reelected as a state rep. But he's a good guy you can trust out there, boy. He puts his hands on his booty. He pulls up his pants like Ronald Reagan, so you know Beto, that blue shirt. Why, he's a regular guy you can trust and bet your last dollar on, my friend. How long has it been since you got a big old steaming bowl of Peter O'Rourke BS? Well, that's too long there. You need a little bit more of that, don't you? But he wants to champion John F. Kennedy's spirit. Oh, how beautiful. Now, let's shift gears to the next subject. And yes, this is red meat, but I'm not the one that ever said it. Michelle Obama is built like an NFL linebacker. And then you read in Obama's own memoir that he didn't have one but two transsexual, that's the new proper term, he said tranny, nannies when he was a kid. And I don't hate anybody as long as they're adult what they want. But you know, she comes out of different videos looking like she's got a roll of quarters in her pants or half dollars. And she's got shoulders, you know, wider than mine, and I got wide shoulders, folks. And it was Joan Rivers, right a month before she died, the private club, they said fire shot out of her throat. They like dumped gas down her throat, reportedly. She's just a fire shot out, like Pump the Magic Dragon. She's from private clinic getting some stuff done, like fire shooting out. She's dead. She says, no, we already have a tranny first lady. You know, she's a tranny. And then when I reported that, they didn't talk about Joan Rivers. They said, I said it. Here's the article out of the AmericanMirror.com. Oh, boy. Barack Obama's brother asked if Michelle is Michael. Barack Obama's half-brother, Malik, took on to Twitter Thursday to ask if Michelle is actually Michael. Is Michael or Michelle really Michael? Obama asked, referring to the conspiracy theory that the former first lady is actually a man. Hey, I forgot to tell you guys to get this, see if you can find it. Obama refers to Michelle as Michael. Not once, not twice, not three times. There are five videos where he goes, my wife, Michael. What the hell? So, they go on to say the Independent reported that Alex Jones first reported it in 2017, the 12-minute video of the InfoWars host analysis footage and photos, which he believes proves Michelle Obama has a tallywhacker. No, I was covering what Joan Rivers said. Let's play what Joan Rivers had to say right before her death. Here it is.
Ms. Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. I should do very well because I don't show.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. It's okay.
Okay, so she died after that. But then they never say that I was reporting on her. The headline is, Joan Rivers says Michelle Obama is a tranny. And then there's videos of her where she's not adjusting clothing. I mean, either she's put a cucumber in her pants that she's adjusting, like Spinal Tap, or she's packing heavy artillery. But the reason I get into this is the globalists are obsessed with this. They're obsessed with turning men into women, women into men. It's their religion. So then you realize why this whole thing's being pushed, why this whole thing's being done. Michelle Obama looks like a man, and Obama's brother is saying he thinks she's a man. And all I'm saying is, when I say that the birth certificate's fake, they put it out in six layers. Doesn't mean he wasn't born in Kenya. We know he was born in Hawaii. We even know who his real dad was. The point is they put out fake stuff on purpose, and they flaunt Michelle Obama, who's got wider shoulders than Obama. Put that back up. For TV viewers, I mean, it's insane. She's built like a brick you-know-what house. She's ready for the NFL. I mean, look at, there she is with three other women. Is that a woman? No. Hell, I expect to see her drag time, story time with the kids. It's just incredible when you realize these people are obsessed with what sex they are, and sex is total mental illness. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Lord willing, please pray for us. We need your support. And don't forget, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. All the supplements, 50% off, store-wide free shipping. Your funding makes it all possible. But just like our info is explosive, our products are amazing. So thank you all for the support. Coming up, Counterthink with Mike Adams on our streams and stations, and a lot more. Whatever you do, spread the word. You are unstoppable.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.